The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. I remember staying in a few youth hostels as a college student. They were like army barracks, except with worse food. But not this one.
This looks absolutely nothing like the hostels I stayed in when I was backpacking.
And that's because it's not really a hostel.
Say hello to the Poshtel.
The Poshtel?
The Poshtel.
More after this from Charlie. CBS's Adriana Diaz visited the Freehand Hotel in Chicago, where you can rent a penthouse room for $500, but you can also rent a bunk bed for $50.
When you look around here, I feel like I'm on an episode of MTV Cribs.
We were very interested in coming up with an offering that would really appeal to the millennial generations.
There's an upscale lobby with plush couches and fancy coffee. And even the bunk beds are finished in what kind of wood?
This is Sapele wood. It's in the mahogany family.
Mahogany bunk beds. That's Andrew Zobler, who came up with the idea of a boutique hostel to appeal to millennials who tend to look down on traditional luxury but still want to be comfortable. And so the moment you leave that mahogany bunk bed, you're in an opulent hotel, like the ones Andrew Zobler usually builds, with plenty of places to meet, socialize, and enjoy fancy drinks.
People are really fascinated by the sharing economy, and I think that the translation to the hotel world is, you know, you can buy just a bed.
And European hostels are going upscale too, because even economy-minded tourists are not going to settle for bunk beds built from 2x4s and the coin-operated cold water showers I remember using. Josh Wyatt, an executive with Generator Hostels, says yes, his new London hostel does have fairly sparse bedrooms.
And that allowed us to then create these fantastic bars or public spaces, cinema rooms, places to do yoga.
Because it is 2015, and today's European backpackers expect their rustic adventure to come with a full bar. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.